This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here on the DJV program. Aren't you happy you made it to today? Today, we're here to face the day with lots of things worthy of our attention and our time. It's time for Victoria to lead off. She's in the batter's box this hour. Go ahead, Victoria.
Well, today is National Plan for Vacation Day, and that occurs on the last Tuesday of January. And so here we are. According to the Framingham Heart Study, which I'm assuming is Framingham, Massachusetts.
Yes, it is. Big time. Yep.
Yeah. Well, they research from that heart study showed that men who didn't vacation for a few years had a 30% higher likelihood of having a heart attack than those who vacation. So it's a good thing you started vacationing once a year.
Yes. Yeah.
The study said... I'll tell you one other little tidbit from it. The study also found that women who only took one vacation over a six-year time period were almost eight times more likely to have coronary heart disease or have a heart attack compared to women who vacation at least twice a year. So vacationing is very important. Go ahead. What were you
saying? Very, very important. Well, I was just thinking about the business of heart. Last night, the last three or four days have been tough on me because of Daisy. And I have said... many times, because I go back and forth from the East Coast to the West Coast so much, it doesn't really bother me. And coming back the other night, because I had to change arrangements, so I had to sit someplace where it was pretty uncomfortable, and I was fidgety, and I was concerned about, I don't know, my mind was not. But last night, I was coming back from the State of the City address, and I thought to myself, man, do I feel tired. My body was kind of achy, and I know when I get, there's a point, and I haven't been there for a couple of years, when I just need to stop, go to bed, and just take your mind out of where you were. So I went to bed last night at about 9:30, and I woke up this morning feeling much better. But it really is how, if you can read your body, if you know what your body is about. My body was telling me to go to bed, and that's what I did. But I really was just kind of, I felt drained. And
right.
I think
well,
probably
it's emotionally draining,
yeah,
mentally.
Emotional is, yeah.
And that's the thing with vacation time and just taking time out of your regular schedule. It is so important mentally for vacationing as well. Yeah. So the other part of
spiritually, my vacations are spiritual vacations.
Mm-hmm.
And that really, I firmly believe in the spirit mind body connection. If you don't have a good spiritual life, it'll affect your mind, and your mind totally predicates what's going on in your body. It really, does. Yep.
So the other part of this, what's actually trending here, not necessarily plan for vacation day. However, TripAdvisor is trending right now because their world's best has been announced. And so TripAdvisor, if you're not familiar, that's become the go-to website for travelers for reviews. You can actually book through TripAdvisor now. It started just as a travel blog. So TripAdvisor recognized 7,800 properties in 94 countries in all different categories. And for 2019, the United States leads in the Traveler's Choice Awards for hotels with 165 properties making the list. Italy was closely behind with 164, and Spain has 163. Now, these are the highest rated properties. Overall, in the U.S., California and Florida had the most award winners with 22 properties. South Carolina has 14 on the list, and Massachusetts has 12. Charleston, South Carolina is experiencing a real boom in tourism as well, and the 10 best hotels in the U.S. out of that list, Charleston, South Carolina has two in the top five. The number one hotel in the U.S., according to TripAdvisor, is the French Quarter Inn in Charleston, South Carolina. Second place was the Nantucket Hotel and Resort on Nantucket. Number three was the Spectator Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina again. Four was the Inn at Lost Creek in Mountain Village, Colorado. And number five was the Hotel Jackson in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So if you want to start planning your vacations, look no further. Go check out the TripAdvisor list for world's best.
Isn't it fun? I guess maybe some of it comes with having a little extra money to spend on things like that. But I think about all of the wonderful places I've been in my life. I've been very, very fortunate. I live a wonderful life. I have much to be thankful for. Many of the opportunities that I've had in my life have come as a result of me doing this radio program successfully or being on the radio for a long time. And so it gives me the entree, if you will, to go visit a lot of these places. And as I think about it, how much fun it is to go or hear about places that I haven't been to that are sort of, I don't want to say on my bucket list because that's not where my head is, but just to go there, be able to experience it. I don't like to stay in any place for a long time, but, you know, a night or two, experience the ambiance and whatever is in the area and then move on, but be able to tell the story about it. And I think that's a great thing to have if you can do it. For some people, it's hard to do if you have a family because the family stuff distracts from having the ability to really absorb what the place is all about. But if you have somebody in your life that you love and you want to travel with a little bit, this is a great way, I think, to experience. And maybe it's a nice, loving sort of thing to do. All those places you just described, I've not been to any of them. And
Charleston is gorgeous. My brother went to college there. Charleston's amazing.
You know what's on my
too? Really good restaurants.
I have not been to Delray Beach for quite a while, but I've in the times I have been there recently, in the last 10 years or so, two or three times. It's one of those places, kind of like it's almost like it's out of a book, out of a storybook. Do you know what I'm saying? You go there. I don't know if you've experienced Delray or not, but going into that downtown, they've so changed it from when I was a kid. It used to be a dump. It was like Lake Worth. Sorry for those of you who are down in Palm Beach County listening, but Lake Worth is nothing special. And that's what Delray used to be like. But now they've made it into this storybook place. It really is a very, very cool place. And those are the kinds of joints. And the way you describe a place in North Carolina makes me think that's that kind of a place. Although I've never been a big fan of the Carolinas, frankly. Driving through that state as many times as I have, the pine trees, it's boring as hell.
Charleston, you have to get to the coast. Love the Outer Banks of North Carolina. That's some of the most beautiful land on the entire East Coast. And the weather is nice. And Charleston is just such a great city. It's beautiful. It's clean. It has so much history. And I fell in love with Charleston. And it's right on the beach, that's the other bonus because I love going to a beach town. I think you would really love Charleston, actually.
I probably would. Yeah. Well, that's what I get out of Delray. Delray is a beach town. And it was different growing up and spending a lot of time on Palm Beach and Riviera Beach, which is the next beach up Singer Island. The beaches were so much fun. The water was so warm in the wintertime. It was just neat. And those are the sorts of things. That's what I like. I like going to a place and just having a lot to eat, sleep, and go run around on the beach. That's what I like to do if I'm going to take a day or two.
It's a good vacation.
Yeah, it's nice just to do something different. And I like to swim. And the water there was always a lot of fun to swim in. That's one of the things I miss in this house when I moved here a couple of years ago because I had a pool at the other house, not having a pool here, which I would like to try to. I can go swim in the brook. There's a brook that runs. Daisy loves to jump into it, chase the frogs, so I can go in there. But the water is so damn cold. Even in the middle of the summertime, it was cold. That's the trouble with these. Remember when I went to, I told you the story about going when we were in Peru to this big waterfall. All the water in Peru comes because of the Andes, comes off the glaciers, and it's pure. You know, it's not until it gets into the cities and they mess it all up. But coming down, and I went to this waterfall and just sat in it for 2 hours. And the water was freezing cold. And I didn't think I was going to last 5 minutes. But I just got in and my mind left my body. And so I didn't even think about how cold I was. And I started just working my mind over. And it was a great testament to mind over matter. You know how there are, this time of year, there's a polar bear club in Boston, and I think most big cities have them. New York has it. I think they've got one in Buffalo, and there's one in Chicago, where these crazy people go out into the water and swim. On a Sunday morning, they have the clubs, and they give people a pledge money how long you can stay in the water. Don't you have one of those? You have those in New York somewhere?
I'm sure there's polar bear clubs. Yeah,
the polar bear clubs. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So they just go, they jump in the water, and there is a switch in your mind. You know how we were talking about the Polar Express and how cold it is this week here and there? And how people need to be careful about when you go outside, because the cold air will restrict your blood veins and the flow of blood, and that's what causes heart attacks. So these people have to have a physical before they go into the water. Otherwise, the water is so damn cold, if your body's not conditioned, you'll have a heart attack. But it is really, I didn't ever understand how they could do it before until I sat in this waterfall for 2 hours under this waterfall this past fall. And, man, was it cold. I remind myself of that old song, Baby, It's Cold Outside, and I'm trying, Kara, to think about who sang that song. Baby, it's cold outside. There's two voices.
That song that got banned this Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
It got censored. Yeah. Well, that's a song that's appropriate for what we're talking about here. Really, that's a song goes back to the 1940s, for God's sakes. I don't know. That was another example of people getting their panties in a wad over nothing. Good God. Give it a rest, folks, will you? Get a life. The North Pole and Polar Express. There it is. Somebody sent me a note from when we were talking about this a couple of hours ago, and the question was, and I'm sure it was tongue-in-cheekish, was kind of cute. If it's so cold up there, why does Santa Claus live there? And that's a pretty good question. Why is it that Santa Claus lives in the North? Ever think about this? Why doesn't Santa Claus live someplace where it's warm? He doesn't have to do the work in the North Pole. Why can't Santa Claus be from someplace like New Zealand? It's warm there all the time.
Probably doesn't want people to bother him. If he lived in a normal place, people would come and try and take his presents all the time. No one's going to come take them in the North Pole.
Huh. So smart.
No one can find the North Pole.
Yep. Yeah. And that's the legit answer I asked him. That's why.
Did you?
Yep. Definitely true.
Okay. All right. Well, then we straighten that problem out. Now it's time to get you into a mode of better sleeping. How about you get into everybody, the folks who have used MyPillow, what did I say? 32 million I saw that in one of their promotional things. They sold 32 million of these things. Can you imagine? That's a lot of pillows. For a lot of people. And as more and more people hear the story, you know, advertising is fabulous, and because I make my living in the advertising world, people ask me what I do for a living, I tell them I'm in advertising, because I am. This program is independently produced, and without the support of the advertisers, we wouldn't be here. So the testimonies that come from people who use the product, I know that I have to do a good job advertising, get people to go to the MyPillow website and use the DJV code and save money. But word of mouth is the best you know this, all of you, ladies, Victoria, Kara, you know, that when you hear from somebody else that they've had good luck with a product, that's what sells you, usually. Now, if you don't have that experience and you just see something and you use your own judgment, but you know as well as I do that people who talk about how great it is in this circumstance. Here's a lady who talks about, and this is a whole paragraph about the pillow, the advertising that got her to move because she has an uncomfortable problem with sleeping with her neck, and now she has a MyPillow, wakes up rested, et cetera, et cetera. So let's get on the right side of this. There's lots of stuff that'll make you sleep better, all of it at MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the DJV code. A lot of people last month bought a lot of pillows for Christmas, I'll tell you that. I was looking at the numbers yesterday. Thank you for that. Thank you for the support. Let's keep going. Make sure you have good pillows. Get a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Buy them now at 50% off with the code DJV.
A Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In general, yep.
It's a great album.
New musical, Jagged Little Pill, which features a catalog of Alanis' music, a lot of original songs as well, debuting this coming fall on Broadway. Musical inspired by her Grammy-winning 1995 album. God, she's been around that long? I had.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this album, which is called Jagged Little Pill, features an original story by Academy Award-winning writer Diablo Cody, who wrote Juno and Tully. Newly written songs for the stage will also be a part of the production. The decision to transition the musical to Broadway comes after its world premiere at the American Repertory Theater last summer here in Boston. Production of Jagged Little Pill ran for 79 sold-out performances May, June, and July of last year. The engagement marked the longest-running and highest-grossing production in the history of the American Repertory Theater in Beantown. So inspired by the themes and emotions from Alanis' album, the musical covers topics like pain, healing, empowerment, through the story of a seemingly perfect family named Healy. This process and what the process has yielded artistically and collaboratively has been nothing short of revelation, a balm and an arrival for me, she said. She also continued, it's a culmination of so much of what my life's work has been oriented. Oh, that's right, I like this song too. Crank this up, will you, Carol? I do like this song. So what's the story of this song? What is? I just like the music. I don't even know what the story is. What's the story of the song?
Well, the whole
story. A lot of her stuff is pretty personal, right, Kara?
Is it?
I'm not a huge Alanis fan, so I don't really know much about her.
I would think so, but I mean, the whole point of this song, and it seems kind of like the whole album, I mean, it's called Jagged Little Pill. She's talking about, I think, kind of the ironies of life. I mean, this song is called Ironic, and how you can wait your whole life for something and finally do it. Like, one of the lines that always sticks out to me is, you know, he waited his whole life to take that flight. And as the plane went down, you know, so she's talking about just kind of the ironies and sadness of life. So I would go see the show. I think it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And the whole album was just full of hits, so...
There you go.
It's just amazing how many Broadway shows are just jukebox musicals now. It's incredible.
Yep. It really is. Well, that's just, they tapped into pretty much everything else. So if you want, in order for there to be success in a show like that, it's got to be emotion attached to it. And music, a lot of music is very emotional. So you tap into those emotional themes. Norah Jones, next up in our Max Look at Music, just announced a summer North American tour herself. Launches on June 18th in Pittsburgh, wraps up in Alaska, end of July. Let's see, she's in Juneau on the 31st. Hello, Juneau and Anchorage. We're heard in both those cities. August 2nd, so you can get your tickets later on, right? They're not out there. Well, no, they're available tomorrow. Well, no, Friday at 10 o'clock local time. So I want to see these. The show.
Lewis and I were just talking about her last night. She's so good live.
Yeah, Mavis Staples is traveling with her, right?
I would love to see that show. I think they're only doing one show together.
The Red Rock Amphitheater in Colorado. There's been some great concerts.
Which is such an incredible venue. I've never been to that, but I've always wanted to go to see a show at Red Rock.
I saw the Moody Blues there, and it was just...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fabulous. She's also going to perform alongside Willie Nelson and Mavis and Chris Stapleton and Casey Musgraves and Leon Bridges on the 8th, that is next month, at the Music Cares Person of the Year tribute, which will honor Dolly Parton. That's something. Where am I on the 8th? I think I'm there on the 8th. I'd kind of like to go to this. That'd be neat to go to.
That would be incredible. Yep.
Yeah, it would be.
I think it's going to be televised in case you miss it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, with the success of going to the last one, the Aretha concert a couple of weeks ago, you're right. You said, I don't know if you said on the air or off the air yesterday, it'd be interesting to see what CBS does to edit it to make it a better show for television than it was in person because it was not good. Let's see what's what news here. This would be good. All right, 28 past now on the DJV show.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has three important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking two capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now 1-800-291-4180.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Warnings being issued to large portions of our lower 48 about truly dangerous record-setting cold and wind chills that are already impacting the Midwest and will soon sweep into the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast and will last well into the weekend. U.S. Senate Democrat Richard Blumenthal partnering with Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on bipartisan legislation to require release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report on Russian interference in the 2016 election to Congress and the public. Blumenthal says people shouldn't be surprised that Republican Grassley is with him on it.
There's a really simple idea behind it, which is the public's right to know. He and I have worked on other legislation that involves transparency and full disclosure.
Blumenthal, who spoke there on MSNBC, says he's optimistic the bill will pass. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
How do we do this every day? Actually, a lot of fun. We have a great time together because we all love each other. DJ V Time 34 and change after on the Tuesday program. It's the 29th of January. Welcome in. Jerry Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going to be talking Super Bowl and the yummies and the crunchies in a couple of minutes. Some ideas along that line. I was mentioning earlier this study, a global poll, a survey of people in 152 countries, ladies. 15% of the world's adults, or 750 million people, say they would move to another country if they could. So again, this is a good spread. This is a good item. Many of these scientific, supposedly scientific polls are just bunkum. They aren't really. It's a lot of garbage. Somebody's paid for it so that they can have, you know, their stuff look like it's on top of the heap. But this is, nobody's got an axe to grind here. So 15% of the world's adults, 750 million people, say they would love to be someplace other than where they are. And among all the countries in that group, the country that they would like to go to more than any other, 21%, of potential migrants said they want to come to the U.S., most desired destination. 158 million said that they would want to move to this country if they could. Second on the list was Canada. Third on the list was Germany. Thought that was kind of interesting. But they were way off. 21% said they want to be here. 6% said they'd go to Canada or Germany. Now, I wonder if we just pose that question to Americans. What do you suppose would come out of it? Probably Canada, right? If we said, for all like Alec Baldwin was going to move to Canada if
everybody said
Trump
they're going
was
to Canada.
Bush, right, yeah. So, is Canada, do you think, the number one? Let's say you wanted, I know this is not the case, Victoria or Keila, Kara, but just to, for, you know, amuse me here for a minute, if you were to move somewhere else, had a preference, where would you move outside of America? Where would you go?
That's tough because I think that, I don't know, I don't think I'd want to move anywhere, honestly.
Okay.
I just, because Canada sounds nice,
yeah.
And I've only been to Montreal and Quebec, but
nice cities, clean.
Yeah, they're beautiful cities.
Yeah.
I have always wanted to go to Vancouver, which I think I would probably really like, but
wonderful,
it's cold.
Beautiful.
I don't like the cold weather.
Too damn cold, yep, right.
Yeah, it's just, I couldn't handle it all year long. Yeah. And lots of rain in Vancouver, too, I've heard.
Yeah, it is. It's like
Toronto,
Seattle and Portland, same, all the same.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, yeah. But now Toronto I've never been to, but my husband Lewis has been a couple times, and he said that's a great city.
It
Again,
is.
Again, it's really
very
cold.
Very metropolitan. It's a international city. Both Montreal and Toronto, very international. A lot of different languages spoken when you're wandering around the streets there. Well, now in America you do. I was downtown Framingham yesterday, and I couldn't believe it. I bet you I heard 8 different languages. We're teaching in the public schools in Framingham now 8 different languages. They have 8 different languages that are being confronted in order to educate kids who are here from all over the place. Anyway, that brought me around to thinking about the ranking of countries according to another specification. This is a poll. It was done asking citizens of the same 152 countries which country has the best interests in mind of their citizens. So this is a ranking. I have the top 25 on the upper end of the scale and the low 25 on the bottom end of the scale. That is the countries that have the most personal freedom, economic liberty, personal safety, freedom of religion, movement, right of assembly, expression, information, being transparent, fair legal system, property rights are guaranteed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So of all the people that were surveyed, this is how it comes out. The number one most desirable country to live in for all of the reasons that I just enumerated. Did I make it clear I made it pretty clear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What people, personal, economic freedom, yada, yada. Switzerland is number one. Number two is New Zealand. Number three is Ireland. Australia is 4. Finland is 5. Norway is 6. Denmark is 7. The Netherlands, 8. Look at all the Scandinavian countries where they come in. United Kingdom is 9. Canada is 10. Austria is 11, Sweden is 12, Estonia is 13th, Luxembourg is 14th, Germany 15th, the U.S. 16th. I thought that was pretty interesting. This is polls of people in their countries that think they have the most freedom. So in America, we rank 15th. Our population ranks us 15th in terms of freedom. Wow. That's pretty amazing, isn't it, huh? Right, were you surprised at that, where we showed up on that?
That's
surprising.
Yeah, I'm surprised I'm surprised that it's that low.
Yeah,
I would have thought that,
higher. Yeah, right.
That's interesting.
Okay.
It is interesting.
Yeah.
Ireland's number 3?
Ireland's 3.
Wow.
Yep. So on the other end, the bottom end of the scale of rankings, the Czech Republic, 25th from the bottom, Romania, Korea, Iceland, Poland, Slovakia, Slovenia, Costa Rica. People don't even know where these countries are, probably. Bulgaria, Uruguay, Croatia, Hungary, Israel. So I was surprised to see Israel as a least desirable place to live, I find Israel fascinating. Did we post that video from Uri Geller yesterday? Did you see that? For those who didn't see it, Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV show. I think I sent it to you, Victoria. Roseanne Barr.
I think Kara posted it, yeah.
Kara did, yeah. Roseanne Barr has been in Israel. And I should have thought about this yesterday, and I didn't. But I know that she and Uri go back a long ways. So Uri sends me this video, Uri Geller, of Roseanne at his house and his museum yesterday afternoon. So we put it up there. It was just, it's just amusing. I find it amusing. I find her amusing in some ways and annoying in other ways. However, anyway, that's the story of how we rank, what we're doing, how good it is. In a moment, we're going to rank Super Bowl foods for you, the potential for Super Bowl foods. I will tell you one thing. If you're going to eat a lot of gluck and junk this weekend because of all the Super Bowl parties, you're going to be happy that you have Life Change Tea to drink like I do and Victoria does every day when we're on the air. Life Change Tea. I'm actually giving a little of it to Daisy because she has an upset stomach and some gastro colonitis and that sort of thing issues. So Life Change Tea is good to maintain your health. All of the problems you have in your body start in your gut. I don't want Daisy to have the problems. I don't want her to get sick. I don't want you to have them. I don't want to have them. So let's clean all the bad stuff out of your intestine by using Life Change Tea. Simple, easy. You will notice the difference. You'll feel the difference. You'll see the difference. If I don't get too close to being personal here. Life Change Tea. Get rid of the bad stuff in your body. Reduce constipation. Great digestion comes from using Life Change Tea. It's an all-natural tea, all organic, and all grown in the USA. So go to GetTheTea.com. That's the website. Can't get this in the stores. Can't get it any other way. GetTheTea.com, Life Change Tea. You'll be very happy. You'll be thanking me for sending you in this direction. Life Change Tea normalizes your body in a way that nothing else can. Get it at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. And you'll get it shipped to you without cost. That's Life Change Tea. Change your life. GetTheTea.com is the website, and the code is DJV.
This report is brought to you by Toyota. Toyota introduces the new 2019 Corolla hatchback. The fun-to-drive model evokes style without compromise while boosting Toyota's newest, most technologically advanced features in a small car. With its lengthy list of standard features that includes Intune 3.0 with Apple CarPlay and Amazon Alexa connectivity, a revised Sport 2 suspension, and Toyota Safety Sense 2.0, Corolla hatchback strikes a resounding chord with drivers who value authenticity, utility, safety, and style. Peter Greenberg, Emmy-winning investigative reporter.
I grew up driving a small stick-shift car with no power. It was a struggle. But what I've discovered with the Corolla hatchback is a powerful manual transmission car with surprising balance. It's fun to drive and can actually haul all of my stuff for a road trip that gets me there and back on just one tank of gas, not to mention accessibility to the affordable destinations I write about.
For more, visit Toyota.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Let's welcome Lex Taylor, who is a chef, a cookbook author, kind of an adventurer, self-taught barbecue pitmaster. And a live fire chef. Okay, so Lex, I'm going to bite on this. A live fire chef. Is there more to this than meets the eye? What's the skill needed to be a live fire chef?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Doug. Good morning.
Hi.
I call a live fire chef. I'm just a big fan of barbecue and grilling. So I like getting out there, get the gas grill going, get the charcoal grill going. Just adds a lot of flavors and stuff like that. So that's where I'm coming from on that angle. Yeah.
All right. That's appropriate. The big football season comes to an end this weekend with the Super Bowl. A lot of people are going to be eating a lot of stuff, want treats. So there are all kinds of different things. We're going to have a party at your house. You got some advice on a number of things for us to do or to think about doing as we get ready for the Super Bowl. So what do we have?
Well, I got a couple of tips here for you. Add a little bit of flavor to your game, up that food game. So, I'm a big fan of the classics, hot wings, fresh veggies, pizza, French fries, all that, lovely, flavorful stuff. But one thing that I like to do to kind of up it is by adding a little bit of sort of some rich, creamy dressings. And I use the Lighthouse dips and sauces. They've got a really nice chunky blue cheese. It's made with artisan blue cheese. They've also got a really nice ranch that's it's made with, like, fresh herbs and fresh vegetable flavors. The blue cheese, awesome for cooling down, like, spicy wings. And that ranch is really good for just, like, drizzling all over pizza. You know, I mean, major tip right there to get things going. Also really nice for just dipping in fruits and veggies. So they're kind of my go-to sort of tip to up those classic things that we'll be using. They're also, like, gluten-free. There's no high-fructose corn syrup, anything like that, no artificial flavors, preservatives, stuff like that. And you can check them out at lighthousefoods.com. They also have a sweepstakes going on, and you can enter to win a 65-inch flat-screen TV. So check them out.
All right, what else you got?
Well, all right, so on another sort of snack tip, one of my go-tos is pistachio nuts. They are just super healthy. Yeah, super healthy. They're craveable. Kind of everybody loves them. You can, you know, toss them up with some and roast them with some of your favorite seasonings, or you can just eat them right out of the bag. They're also super healthy. So, you know, 1 ounce of pistachio nuts has as much protein as an egg. 2 ounces has as much potassium as a large banana, and they are naturally cholesterol-free. So they're just a really nice, healthy thing to be serving to your folks at the big game party. And you can check out more about them at AmericanPistachios.org.
Yeah, I think they have a very interesting, unique sort of flavor to them. And I wonder what they would taste like if they were roasted. Because, you know, I mean, roasted sort of in an open pit like you're talking about here. They have a different sort of flavor, I'm going to guess, than what
right.
we normally experience. Yeah. Okay, so you have one more thing for us, I know.
Well, you know, we're always talking about beer at the Super Bowl parties, but I would invite you to move that over to the side, maybe check out a little bit of wine this time. You know, there's 30 million people are going to be drinking wine at the big game, and Yellowtail has 20 different types that are all under $10. So it's pretty good go-to there. And their Cabernet Sauvignon, their Chardonnay, they're big favorites of mine. They go really well also with, you know, hot wings, pizza, stuff like that. They really pair nicely. And they've got a really bright, kind of colorful flavor, very happy wine. And they are going to have a new ad coming out. So I invite you to check that out on the big game.
The big game. All right. So there are a lot of ads, I think, that people, we always seem to wrap ourselves around a couple of things when it comes to the Super Bowl. Yeah, obviously we're excited. I'm a Boston guy, so I want to see the Patriots win. You know, L.A. Where are you from, Lex? I don't want to say
I'm
L.A.
I'm from New Hampshire, so I'm a New England guy myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right. We're all on the right side, the east side of the river, if you will.
That's right. That's right.
So, you know, all the other things that go along, the food, the ads, a lot of fun associated with it. Hopefully, when we think about the halftime show, we'll have a good thought about that, too. Who knows what will be produced. I want to see Gladys Knight sing at the beginning of the show, as a matter of fact. All right, Lex, good job. Thank you for being here with those great ideas. Super Bowl Sunday around the corner. How can you avoid it? You can't. You can't avoid Super Bowl Sunday. So let's have a good time. Lots of good food makes it, I think, even more memorable and enjoyable. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is movie music from the Black Panther. Refresh my memory, Kara, as to who is singing this, please.
It's SZA, but it's Kendrick Lamar, too. He produced the whole soundtrack for Black Panther.
All right. So Black Panther is in the movie news. Trucker's not with us today, so it'll be up to Victoria, Kara, and I to fill you in on what's going on in movie land. And I think one of the big stories of the day, frankly, Victoria, is because of the Screen Actors Guild Awards, Black Panther going back into the theaters this week, and you don't have to pay for it. It's going to be free because it's in part a celebration of Black History Month. It'll be screened twice a day, free of charge, at 250 participating AMC theater locations from this Friday to next Friday. When are the Academy Awards? That following Sunday, right? Isn't it the Sunday after Super Bowl?
Sunday after Super Bowl, I think. Yep.
Yeah, right. So the company also has announced a $1.5 million grant to the United Negro College Fund. The Walt Disney Company, through its chairman Bob Iger, said, quote, Black Panther is groundbreaking for a lot of reasons, including the rich diversity of voices behind its success. The story also showcases the power of knowledge to change the world for the better, the importance of ensuring everybody has access to it. So this was an award, by the way, at the SAG Awards for the entire cast, won the award for Best Ensemble in a Dramatic Film. It's the first superhero film to get that. Last week, Black Panther also picked up, I think, six or seven Oscar nominations, including 4 Best Pictures. So
It's not got an easy ride. There's a lot of good competition, but it's up there, and it's nice because it was one of those big blockbuster movies. The biggest movie of the summer, if I remember correctly, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Chuck Kertell's biggest movie of the summer.
Yeah.
Made $1 billion or something.
I didn't see it, but people love it.
I did.
Well, I guess
I
people really
movie.
Love it or don't love it, but the people I know loved it.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. I thought the kid that played the Black Panther, whose name I can't remember, Michael B. Jordan's the bad guy. I do remember that. What I liked was sort of the animation, the way they used the creativeness that they can with CGI for the like the rhinos and the animals that were a part of it. I thought it was a very. I wasn't expecting. I went into the theater without any expectation. I don't usually like superhero movies, so if anything, I would have thought, eh. But there was so much yak about it, and I kind of like Michael B. Jordan and his role in Creed.
He was so good in Creed,
how he played a bad guy. And he played a bad guy. He was a good bad guy. He's a bad, bad guy. He's a good, bad, bad guy. And so the movie does well. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's free. And it'll be a fun thing for you to do before the Oscars. More movie news right after this.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you've lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. 888-710-2437. Call right now. 888-710-2437.
All right, movie moments. Chuck's not here today. I noticed that Kate Beckinsale is in the hospital. She has a ruptured ovarian cyst. This is something that's not good. There's actually a picture of her with oxygen going in her nose that was taken in the hospital, which I find she's... I don't know why the privacy. If you're,
I don't get it, but it's a thing.
God, oh my God! Anyway, she's 45. She has what is it? A ruptured cyst.
Cysts.
I remember my sister, older sister,
inside your body. Yeah, it's not good.
Right. Not good. No, she said it really hurts. Morphine makes me cry. So thankful for everybody who looked after me. All right. Well, hold a good thought for her. So what else, Victoria? You had one other thing?
Yeah, there's a bit of controversy that only two of the five songs nominated for Best Song will be performed at the Oscars this year. So
yeah,
not a lot of music.
Well, we need some entertainment to make this a show that people will stay with. And that's the producer's got to be thinking that in that way. All right, ladies, thank you. Victoria, Kara, Doug on the air on the DJV show at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.